With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's crunch time, and it seems that Senate Democrats are backing away from bringing on a partial government shutdown by opposing a Republican stopgap spending bill.
I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country to minimize the harms to the American people. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer raising the white flag. The GOP measure will keep the government going through the end of September. Republican Senator John Cornyn predicted the Democrats would cave.
You're talking about people who have been railing against Elon Musk and the Trump administration over reductions in force of the federal employees, and now they basically want to put all of them out of work by shutting down the government. So that seems to be, I don't know how you reconcile those two positions.
To avoid the shutdown, the Senate faces a midnight deadline for approving the GOP spending bill. Also at SRNnews.com, wide swath of the country could be in for some nasty weather in the next few days.
More than 100 million people in the U.S. are in the path of an expected massive March storm starting today. It's a sprawling system that may bring blizzards, tornadoes, fires, and flooding as it tracks across the Great Plains eastward. Moisture and heat from the abnormally warm Gulf could fuel heavy rainfall that's raising concerns for flooding from the central Gulf Coast through the upper Ohio Valley. Tornadoes are possible in the nation's heartland. Keith Peters reporting.
The loss of $800 million in U.S. AID funding prompting Johns Hopkins University to cut 2,000 jobs worldwide. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 185 points. This is SRN News. Some new findings about believers.
They come from Dr. George Barna, head of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. He reports that among self-described Christians, more than 60% say their relationship with God is not the most important one in their lives. Almost one-third do not believe God is actively involved in every aspect of their daily existence. And about 70% say God does not have total influence over their lives and their decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion took center stage this week in a sometimes testy debate between candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court less than 3 weeks before the election. The race pits Republican-backed Judge Brad Schimel against Democratic-backed Judge Susan Crawford. A challenge to an 1849 state law that bans nearly all abortions is currently pending before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Schimel says the future of abortion should be decided not by a group of judges, but by the voters instead. This is SRN News. 12 people have been taken to hospitals suffering minor injuries after an American Airlines passenger plane landed at Denver International Airport. One of the engines caught fire. It prompted slides to be deployed so passengers could evacuate quickly. The FAA says Flight 1006 was headed from Colorado Springs to Dallas-Fort Worth yesterday afternoon. After the crew reported engine vibrations, it diverted to Denver, landed safely. The FAA says that while taxiing to the gate, the engine caught fire. Investigation into a January mid-air collision that killed 67 people near Washington, D.C., revealed an alarming number of recent close calls just outside the nation's capital. Now, aviation experts and family members who lost loved ones are asking why Congress and the FAA failed to act despite prior warnings. Federal Safety Board says there were 85 close calls in the past 3 years at Reagan National Airport. More details, SRNnews.com.